Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Brendan Tierney. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Fan, crank the music. One more to go. Oh, we're going to have fun today. We're going to have a fun ride. Finish the ride strong. 888-808-1019. Yep. Last one of the middays. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up today. So we've got Alex Rodriguez will join me at noon. We've got also, hold on, what is that noise? What? What in the world is going on there? Why am I hearing something else? Oh, I know why, Hoff. Hold on, let me shut my app off. I was listening to the, my bad, guys. I was listening to the show, obviously, Boomer and Geo to wrap up. My bad. Okay. Pretty busy morning. So we've got Alex at noon, and then we've got Rick Pitino at 1240. I wanted to end up with two things that obviously mean a lot to me. So I'm going to weave in a lot of stories throughout. I'm going to obviously express myself and share some stuff like Sal did on Friday. But we're just going to get into a show, do a usual show, and just bounce around and see where it takes us. Now, you know, listen, I'm not going to go nuts on the hot stove, but I know that you guys want to call and talk about that, which I certainly invite in. You know, just a rifle through a lot of calls here today. But I got to say one thing. Like the, so the Knicks last night, right? You see, and that is, I think last night's one of the reasons why they had to move on from Tom Thibodeau, right? So you don't have a few of your players. You know, you don't have Cat, you don't have Mitch. You don't have Josh Hart. And last night, Kolek absolutely went bonkers. But the night before, you did have everybody when you were trying to win the cup, right? Are you telling me that Tom Thibodeau would have played Tyler Kolek? The answer is no. And, like, to me, that's actually inexcusable that Tyler Kolek was on the team last year and Tom Thibodeau refused to play him. To me, that just reinforces the need for change, where you needed a fresh set of eyes, a fresh message, you know, just a different way of doing things here. So I tell you, the Knicks, well, yeah, my luck, I'll be gone. Knicks will win a championship. You know, the Jets will get Mendoza. He'll turn into their, and like their Peyton, and that's what's going to happen here. But the Knicks just have a good look to them. They really have a good look. The Knicks are just so professional, aren't they? You know, I mean, they had every reason last night to be absolutely shot, you know, in Vegas, a couple extra bucks in the hands of the young players, and they go out, and what's the reward? I mean, one thing that I think the NBA's got to do if they're going to do this moving forward with the Cup, I mean, can you give the teams that, like, can you at least schedule a little more pad here? Give them a little bit of room? I mean, for the Knicks, and they're playing tonight. That's the reward. So they're probably out till, who knows, 4 or 5 in the morning in Las Vegas after they, at least the young guys. And then they got to get on a plane. They got to go play. I know the Pacers stink. I get that. But to play without a few of their players, and still win. It wasn't pretty. Pacers stink. They've got nobody. They're a six-win team. They're going to be a top three lottery team. But it just shows you that this team's locked in, man. This team is absolutely locked in. It's an absolute pleasure to watch. So that was one thing that I wanted to say. And I'm thinking, you know, usually I'll focus on one topic. I'm going to throw one more thing at you. Then we'll get to the phones. Actually, maybe two more things. The Michael King's a little bit shorter. You're starting to now hear some, you know, a little bit of a movement, a little bit of a growing undercurrent. I don't know, man. Maybe it's going to be one and done for Aaron Glenn. Now, I think fundamentally that is absolutely asinine. And quite frankly, that's one of the reasons why the Jets are in this absolute train wreck of a situation for the past decade and a half. Because they've been, you know, ridiculously awful in who they hire. Too many times they've either let somebody that should be fired early languish, or they get rid of somebody too early, like maybe some of the quarterbacks, like Darnold, whatever. So they always miss it, always a day short, a dollar, like a day late and a dollar short. But while by no means do I think that they should move on from Aaron Glenn, obviously, you know where I stand on AG, that's my guy. I'm an Aaron Glenn believer, I'm an Aaron Glenn supporter, I got his back, unless there is something that they can do behind the scenes, and it is a Super Bowl winning coach that they feel that they can trade for and then obviously do it. Not like, well, let's fire Aaron and let's start throwing darts at this guy and try to lure Andy Reid away from Kansas City. Like, if you're going to do something like this, you better have it done. You better have it on lock, right? And that's where I really don't trust the Jets, because that's something that good franchises do, you know? Usually, the buttoned-up franchises that have great contacts around the league, they are able to do this behind closed doors and, you know, set wheels in motion and then do something and then bang, like the next day or the next week or whatever it might be, they've got their response to what they just did that took everybody by surprise. So I don't care if they lose. As a matter of fact, I want them. I'm back on the I hope that we lose train, just in case anybody was wondering. I know. That their defense is atrocious. They got nobody. So I'm not going to sit here and break down the game. Certainly not today on my last day on the Fan full time. That's not going to happen. But whether the Jets win 20-0, whether the Jets lose 50-3, no matter what the hell happens the rest of the way, you won't hear me say it here anyway. You'll hear me say it somewhere else, and I'll tell you about that later. I can promise you that I will not say fire Aaron Glenn. No matter how hideous or sloppy or uninspired. I mean, you could have seven guys check out of tackles this week and make business decisions. I'm still not going to say it. So I believe in him. Now, I think he'd have to get rid of those guys who make those decisions if they do, which I think he probably will. But I will leave the door slightly ajar, just a little sliver here. If the Jets are actually smart enough and proactive enough and skilled enough, which, let's face it, they're probably not, to actually pull this off, and they got something up their sleeve, and it's a Super Bowl winning coach, and they're going to move up and get the quarterback Mendoza, if that's the one that they love, well then, you know, I got to say peace out to my boy AG. That would be the only situation. All right, 888-808-1019. BT on the Fan, obviously a bittersweet day, guys. There's no doubt about this. I was thinking about this. How do you prepare for your final show on the station? I don't really know that you do. The only thing that I wanted to do was make sure that I had a couple of A-list guests for you, and that's why Alex is doing me a solid. Can't wait to have Alex on at noon, Alex Rodriguez, and Rick Pitino doing me a solid at 12:40. They get ready to play Kentucky tomorrow. So I wanted to do that. Obviously, I wanted to have the music tight and certain songs I want to hear, and I've got obviously a few thoughts at the end of the day that I'm going to communicate to you. And, you know, it's funny. Sal said this a week ago from today, he asked me before the show, he's like, you're going to get choked up. I said, I don't know. You know, I said, I don't know. And actually, he was the one, ironically, who wound up getting more choked up than I did. And it was for good reason, because he went deep and he talked about some real personal things. And I was really happy that he did that, because as I told him and as I told you, I said, everybody knows you got passion, Sal. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love radio, and you bring it, and you show up, and you're a beast every day with the energy. But I think what started to happen at the end of our show together was that I think people started to understand and feel you as a human. and you let your guard down a little bit. And I think it's going to make, for him moving forward, what I think is a great talent, honestly, even better. You know, I really think that that's a checkpoint that he hit. And I think anybody in this business eventually has to hit that. You know, I'll get to these calls in a moment. But the one thing about being on the radio, because there's no visual, and now there's obviously visuals with, you know, the Instagram and the social media posts and the X and the YouTube and all the stuff that our awesome digital team does, right? And they're phenomenal at it. I mean, maybe some of the salacious headlines got us in trouble, but whatever. They do a good job. And when you're on the air and all you really have is the spoken word to connect to you, whether it's earning you trust, whether it's getting you to respond, whether it's getting you to respect us, whether it's whatever, all the emotions, there's a level of vulnerability that comes with it. I think if you really try to do it right and if you really love what you do. So to answer my own question, that last segment, I don't know. Am I going to get choked up? I don't know. And you know what? If I do, that's okay. You know, I remember saying last week that I think once you get to a point in life when you can show those emotions, isn't that when you're truly a man? I think you are. I think it kind of you cross that bridge, and there's nothing to hide. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. In the meantime, let's just roll, man. I'm banging the phones. If there's anything you ever wanted to ask me, anything you want to get out, let's. But the only request. By all means, hey, bring the platitudes, man. I'll let you talk about me all day. But we can't have it morph into, why'd the station do this? And what? Can't have that. Can't have that out of respect to my the station, my bosses, and my coworkers. I can't let that happen, and I won't. Everything else, let's go. All right, Mark, Northern Jersey, BT on the fan. Mark, what's happening?
Hey, BT, how are you?
Mark, how you doing today, buddy?
All right, man. I'm a fellow Red Fox that was there at the same time as you, graduated in 96. So I feel like we have a lot of the same opinions on a lot of things. So I love listening to you here on The Unkillable. I think you do a great job. I wish you the best of luck, man.
Appreciate that, Mark. Thanks, buddy. What's happening?
Quick question, though. Were you a Birdies guy, a Renaissance guy, a Sidetracks guy? What were you?
Well, it's funny. Birdies, I'd go dance a little bit at Birdies, a little bit. I was a Renaissance guy. Listen, I loved going to Rennie's. The problem, I'm going to be totally honest with you. The problem going to Rennie's was a football bar, okay? And I was a baseball player, as you know. And some of the football players didn't like us because, I don't know, maybe some of the baseball players maybe took their girls. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. So there was a couple of fights in that place. And I remember getting into a fight there. And it was such a small bar that... You know how small... Like, once something went down, you had nowhere to go. And the bouncers were football players. So it was... the head had to be on a swivel. But I did enjoy going to Reddy's. Yeah.
For sure. So listen, I wanted to get to the Jets. The, as far as Aaron Glenn goes, you know, I had season tickets to the Jets, section 122, row 17 for many years. I love watching him play.
Uh-huh.
But, as far as the coaching prowess, you know, was he that good of a defensive coordinator with the Lions? I mean, yeah, he scored 40 points a game. The guy was a disaster, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I know. It's funny. The statistics are not incredibly favorable to him with Detroit, but you know, Detroit without him is still giving up a ton of points. Now, it's not like they went from, you know, Aaron, and that was more of an offensive team for sure. And remember, they got lit up in the playoffs, as we know. But then, like, if there was this quick correction, like, ooh, all right, they gave up 26 points a game, whatever it was, with Glenn. Then they made the move, and now they're like the Ravens or LT's Giants or somebody like that. And there was a complete reversal of performance that would not reflect well on Aaron. Jets have no talent, man. There's zero on defense. I mean, they didn't have much to start the season. And two of the guys, Q and Sauce, were shipped out. So I get it. You know, some of these last couple of games have been ugly. There has been no resistance. But unless it's a layup, Hall of Fame, Super Bowl winning coach that wants to come here, and the Jets would grant them all the power, and they would draft Mendoza first overall. I'm gonna stick with Glenn here. I'm gonna go back with him. Thomas is in Yonkers on the fan. Thomas, what's happening?
Brandon, thank you for taking the call, and you should take your flowers today because you deserve it, and as well as Sal. I know he's not there, but I just want to tell you that what you guys did from 10 to 2 was the most authentic New York sports talk radio show since, you know, the big guys, Mike and the Mad Dog, and it's really, I know you're not police or firemen or it, but, and I know what you do is entertainment, but it is important. It's important for people to have in their daily lives for many, many reasons. And I just want to thank you. And the question I always wanted to ask you was, you know, what were you as a little league player and a high school player, and like kind of like what your stats were at your healthiest or best time in high school or college? And again, all the friggin' best to you and Sal. And I'm going to find you wherever you go, because that's the medium, you know, where we are now with the digital. It's amazing. Radio is leaving. And but if you could just talk about like what you were as a little league player and a high school player, and God bless.
I got you. Thank you, Thomas, man. Wow. Well, first of all, I don't know what my little league stats were because I was playing little league when the dinosaurs were roaming the earth. So there's nothing digital. So I have no idea. I mean, obviously, listen, you wind up playing Division I baseball, you're going to be pretty good in little league. So I was good. You know, I could hit. I couldn't run. I played a lot of shortstop. Had a really good arm. You know, it's funny. I look back. That's probably the one skill that measured out. And I went to whatever, a couple of the, you know, workouts and combines. You know, that was the one thing that God probably blessed me with the most was that was most close to anything on the professional level was my arm. So, I mean, Little League was, my dad coached me a couple of years. It was awesome. Played for some great travel teams, the cadets, where Shawan Dunston played for, Joe Torre. I mean, it was on. Back then in the 80s and even into the 90s, like baseball in Brooklyn was, you had to go 3 miles to get unbelievable competition. You talk about youth service and 6-8 precinct and us, the Bonnies. It was the best. You know, I'm sure it was phenomenal in the 50s and the 60s. I know it was. My dad told me. Parade grounds, all that stuff. Gil Hodges, Bergen Beach. It was just awesome. I mean, I know my high school stats. I'm not going to tell you because that's ridiculous. 468 my senior year. But at college, I didn't get it done in college. And that's one thing that kills me. I was hurt when I was healthy, which was very rare, even though I played through it. I just didn't perform the way that I wanted to. And I still, you know, I think that you guys know me well enough to understand when I say that, I still kind of carry that around. I do. My sophomore year, I started as the three hitter. I didn't finish that way. So it was a rough journey. But, you know, in a lot of ways, I think it's kind of emblematic of who I am. Like, I wasn't handed anything, man. And I could have tapped out, and I didn't. Kept going. Very disappointed in my performance in college, but very proud of the fact that I finished, you know? So that, no, I'm sure very few of you care about that, but I was answering the question. Jimmy's in Warren County on the fan. Jimmy, what's happening, dude? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, BT?
Good, Jim.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I want to thank you, Sal, Dove, and especially my buddy Hoff. You made us feel like part of the show when we called up. I feel like part of the show from getting on and talking sports with you guys. I feel like I knew you guys when I would call up, and I think that was special about the show, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, man,
I really
we felt
do.
It
you guys
too.
Are awesome. Hey,
listen, you gotta be. I think. Listen, Jimmy, I think that I hope every young broadcaster hears this. Like the young generation, it's a different presentation. You know, it's a quick hit. It's a digital spot. I get it. You know, I get it. I do that stuff too. But I hope the one thing that the younger broadcasters don't lose is authenticity and the ability to connect to their consumer, because that's what makes this special. And
you guys are real. You guys are real.
Jimmy, if we did that, that's fantastic. Thank you.
You guys are real, man. Yep. Hey, can I make a next point?
Yeah, man.
Hey, I called you last year. I went on a little bit of a rant. Now, I want to stay quiet with the Knicks because I got to see things to believe it. I'm starting to feel good about them. A couple little things. You know what I mean? But yeah. One thing they're doing that they never did before, BT, is protect the house.
Yes.
They protect the house. They got some best players that are developing roles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how. And I'm starting to feel good about it. I don't want to jump in too early because I got to see it to believe it. But I think protecting the garden is very important from going forward and in the playoffs. And they didn't always do that well.
Yeah.
People came in and performed under our lights because it's the garden. Well, that's our house now. I'm starting to see that.
Attaboy.
So let's go Knicks.
Jimmy, awesome. I love it. Man, I love that the Knicks look this good. I still, like this part, I still don't think they're a championship team because of the Thunder. But there's no doubt the Knicks are the class of the Eastern Conference. I mean, I know the Pistons are off to a good start, and the Pistons are tough. And I told you that would be a tough series last year. I told you that. Before the Knicks and the Pistons played, I said, because I watch. I don't just watch the Knicks. You know, I'm like, these guys, they're not going to be afraid of the Knicks at all. They're not coming in kissing rings. They're coming in to fight. They're coming in to scrap. And every possession was a bloodbath. Cunningham's a stud. They're well coached. Knicks just had more talent. And that gap is eventually going to tighten a little bit as Cunningham, I believe, becomes one of the true superstars of the NBA. And I believe that he will. I think that's his trajectory. And that time can't be now, though. Like, this has to be the Knicks' window. You're right. A lot of times, you know, last couple of years, whether it's the Pacers, the Heat, you know, too many opponents came in here. They got too freaking comfortable at the Garden during the playoffs. That's unacceptable. Can't do it. You come into our crib in May or June, you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Going home with an L, period. You know? Now, you might not go home bloodied like you used to with Pat and Mace and Oak and the boys, but you're not leaving with a win. They have absolutely reasserted their home dominance. It's awesome to see. Kolick, I'm telling you, I'm not going to take a bow on this, but I remember when he was drafted, I tweeted out, go find it. Somebody will find it. Hey, you find the stupid tweets. Why don't you go find the good one for once? Here's the challenge for you. I said, this guy's not going to make the team. He's going to play. He's good. You know, and when you see somebody on TV versus seeing somebody in person, it's so different. I know many of you know that, but I saw Tyler Kolick play a lot against St. John's in person, courtside. And it was just something about him. And not just the IQ, you know, not just the stereotypes for the white point guard. Ooh, the white point guard, he's crafty. Ooh, ooh, the white point guard, he can shoot a little bit. Tyler Kolick could play. And I can promise you, Tyler Kolick grew up in an AAU world where he was probably the only white kid on the team. And he was balling. He was slicing people up. So he just had to get his chance. And that, listen, I'm not looking to take shots at Thibs, who I love and I respect, certainly not as I'm out the door here later today. But you think Tom Thibodeau was playing him at the Cup? Maybe last night he would have had to because of Cat and all the injuries. You think that Tyler Kolek's playing meaningful fourth quarter minutes if Tom Thibodeau's coaching this team in the cup? He's not. 888-0811-9 is the number. BT on the fan. Hey, inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-0811-9 is the number. Back to these calls. Obviously, try to squeeze in everything that I can possibly humanly squeeze in today. At 11. And again, I said this yesterday, and some of my buddies like, there's no way that's true. It's true. I have never heard the entire Unkillable speech. I've never heard it. I've heard snippets. I don't even know how I said what I said. I don't know how I didn't curse. I didn't have anything written down. I didn't plan anything. I have no idea how that moment morphed into whatever the hell it morphed into. But I'm going to play it at 11. It's my final little fist pump to you guys because it's more than about the Jets. And I'll tell you what I mean by that later. A-Rod at noon. Rick Pitino at 12:40. 888-808-1019, your calls throughout. Let me give you a heads up on this as well. The BT and Sal live show on January 22nd at Red Bank. Listen, it's almost sold out, and the response has been phenomenal, which is humbling and also inspiring because that means maybe, you know, more stuff down the road, whatever. But if you want to jump in, all right, there's just, I, out of respect to the station, they asked me not to be too specific for advertising. I get that, but you can go to myconcerts.net. There's a splash page right to it, Ticketmaster, and there's not a lot left. It's a gorgeous venue, I'll promise you that. Recco knows about it. I think Jerry's going to actually pop in too. So we got that, and let's get back to these calls. 888-808-1019. Let me get Eric in Rivervale. Eric is on the fan. What's up, Eric?
BT, what's happening, brother?
Yo, man, what's going on?
You said it right in the open, man. Bittersweet day, but I have to say this. I saw your post on X yesterday, and what a great one it was. And, you know, your goal of earning, you know, our trust and respect. Well, I can certainly say that you got mine. You guys brought the house down every day. You brought the energy every day, true, authentic. And another caller mentioned it. I completely agree with him, which that, you know, I feel like you guys are kind of one of the boys. I feel like, you know, you guys always took my calls, always had good conversations, and, you know, very similar to that, which I have with my friends. So I consider you guys the same. So, all the best to you, my friend. I hope it all goes well. I know it will. And I will follow you wherever you end up. That's for sure. And we'll see you on the 22nd. Have my VIP tickets with my son. And we are pumped to be there, brother.
That's going to be awesome. Time. Thank you, Eric. You've been a fantastic caller, man. What else you got on your mind?
Wanted to talk Jets here because I heard this yesterday with Evan. And I'm like, the thought that Aaron Glenn could be one and done might be the most I'm not going to say dumb, but ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's pretty dumb. Go ahead.
It's up there. And to me, like, I, you know, the next couple of weeks, as far as these games for the Jets and Giants are actually meaningful, which is hilarious, but they are because that draft pick's going to matter. And I just don't know, you know, what the Jets are going to do. I mean, obviously it looks like Vegas is going to be the one. If they are, that's a problem. Hopefully the Giants can steal that from them. And we go on from there. But to me, what makes that thought so ridiculous is that who would take the job after AG? Like, unless it's Tomlin, right? And you could, you know, Muji's got something up his sleeve to get Tomlin. Like, there's no thought outside of that would make any sense. And you've got an owner that nobody trusts as it is. I mean, I'm a Jets fan and I don't trust the guy.
Oh,
what coach is going to take the job if you blow out AG after the last coach you blew out in the middle of the season coming off a win? I mean, it's insane. Like, there's no way that's going to happen. Nobody would want the job unless, again, there's a guy like Tomlin waiting in the wing and Muji's got something. I mean, the guy's been actually quite good and surprised me. So who knows? But no, AG's my guy. He's also a former Jet. That's the other piece to this. Like, if he's willing to fire another Jet after 1 year, you know, a legendary Jet after a year, nobody's taking that job.
But Eric, I will see you soon, buddy. Thank you for that call, man. Really, really appreciate the love. You've been an awesome caller. He's called a lot. Come on, the whole Jet angle, and this is something Sal and I would always disagree on. Like, you know, I'm sentimental. You know, like, if Volpe was from California, I'm sure I'd be crushing the kid. And I mean, I've been pretty blunt as I need to be to do my job. But, you know, local shortstop, I'm pulling for him. You know, Mark Jackson, growing up, Bishop Lachlan. Come on, point guard, Knicks, Mully. Like, that's in my wheelhouse. That always has been, always will be. But Aaron Glenn with his Jets roots. Now, there's a little bit of appeal when they made the move to bring him in because he understands the culture, which is pretty much non-existent. So he was walking into the situation eyes wide open. But that's not why you hold on to him. You hold on to him because you believe that he's the man for the job. And I do. Again, if you just tune it in, I do think it's dumb to have a long, long conversation on should the Jets be one and done with Glenn unless, you know, you stamp it like I did, unless you have somebody that behind closed doors, you've already kind of, you know, set the wheels in motion. Hey, you're going to be our guy. Full power, full autonomy, 7-year deal, crazy money, whatever it is. I'm at, meaning from Woody's perspective, I'm getting out of the way. You do your thing. You draft whoever you want. Bang. So that's not going to happen, though, because Woody will never acquiesce. I don't think Woody would ever cede that power. And, you know, I mean, who the hell wants to go to the Jets? I mean, you know, if you're desperate, maybe. Outside of that. Now, Aaron wasn't desperate because Aaron had other suitors. But, like, Adam Gase? Why'd he come here? Nobody else wanted him. That's why. Adam Gase. Oh, God almighty, that guy's press conference should have told us all we needed to know. I mean, he looked like he had 7 shots in NyQuil. You know, and 2 bong hits. He looked like he was stoned. He was, wow. Now, he wasn't. I don't want to get in trouble last day. He was not. But you just knew right there was going to be rough. Sal's in Brooklyn. BT on the fan. There you go, Sally boy. What's up, Sal?
BT, been a lot of years, my brother. And by no means is this an obituary. It's just the start of a new page getting flipped in that chapter, my brother.
That's right.
And like you just said, we like to follow New Yorkers. Between you and Sally, you had a compliment from a caller a few days ago when they called you stand-up. Stand-up is the ultimate compliment.
Yeah.
It's not you telling yourself, yo, I'm a nice guy. If somebody says he's stand-up, you're walking around like you're legit. So no man is an island. Between you, Hoff, Sally Boy, everybody's got to get their compliments. But BT, I've been following. I just love the rawness, the straightness. You're not dilly-dallying and tiptoeing around subjects, and you just keep it straight, man. So for the most part, that's why we appreciated you, and that's why a lot of this New York, 8 million people that live here, we listen. We're going to find you somewhere else. You're going to turn that page, and you're going to look back and say, at least this was that first step, even though you think you're at the top of the ladder. We're never where we think we are because God's got bigger plans for everybody. And real quick, with the Knicks, this is why I was crying all last year, Thibodeau, and you guys were telling me I'm a nut, get out of here, he's good.
Who was?
This kid told it, and I go back. No, I go back, like, with the old Bullets, and nobody wants to use that word, the Bullets or the Capitals. They had Mike Reardon. The kid would come off the bench and shoot lefty. You couldn't stop him. This kid, Kolick, is our Mike Reardon, man. You can't win with starters unless you got a bench that can let them catch their breath and put them in the game for that final 3 minutes where the game really comes down to. So let's go, Knicks. You and Sally Boy, you're going to find your spot. Believe me, because like I said, God's got bigger plans. It doesn't just stop right now. This is just the start. This is that springboard. So God bless you guys. Good luck. And we'll catch you somewhere down the line.
I appreciate it, Sal. Thank you, brother. Very, very, very,
anytime, buddy.
Very kind. Enjoy that. Enjoy the Scungioli and the Gallimano on Christmas Eve. Okay. Hey, guys, this is a little bit jacked up, so I might need some help with the calls. I don't know what's going on with that. So you want to laugh at something? So last night I jump on social media and Sal wrote something. I don't know if you guys saw this, which I really appreciated, and it was really nice. And you guys can read it for yourselves, but the first part was funny. The part that was really touching was how he said that basically how from his point of view, you know, kind of developed into a big brother relationship, and that's the thing that that I don't know if I would have been ready to be on WFAN when I was younger. You know, I think when I got here was the right time. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. Do I think that, you know, BT and Sal show is the kind of show that should be on WFAN? You bet your ass I do. You bet your ass I believe that. I know that. But to come as like a little bit more mature as a dad, as a husband, deeper into that relationship, I think the timing was right. You know, it's funny. And Sal's, you know, 5-6 years younger than me. And me in my early 50s and Sal in his mid-40s, there's a little bit of a difference there. You know, his daughter's still 4. You know, he's he's just getting out there with certain things. So I think that I know I was ready to come here from a sports point of view probably a long time ago. I don't mean that to sound arrogant. I was. But I don't know if I was mature, like from a maturity perspective, ready. And I think the timing was good. I really do. And then the thing that he wrote that was funny. I got to communicate this to you. I vaguely remember this. Like, honestly, I do vaguely remember it. I just don't remember the tone. So back in the day when SNY launched, whatever year that was, I want to say 06 or maybe 05, something like that. Met fans, somebody's going to tweet me, obviously. Whatever it was, they launched a debate show. They had like Daily News Live, and Beningo was on there with Raceman, who used to crush everybody in the industry, and Harper, who's still on. I love Harp. I love him on Baseball Night in New York, which is a great show, and on Sports Night, which I love, with JJ and a good crew, Eamon, who I used to work with as well. Anyway, so I started the Wheelhouse with Scott Farrell. And then Scotty moved on, I think, after 2 years. And then I was with Moose, and I had fun with Moose. And then they kind of had a rotating cast. And Sal was young. And again, I vaguely remember this. He comes in. And really, it's my show. I mean, I've been on the show now for 5, 6 years, whatever it was. It wound up being 7 in total. But this was kind of deep into the run. And I guess he comes in for makeup or something. And he wrote this last night. And I guess I said, all right, Licata. This is really funny when I think about it. All right, Licata, we could do this the easy way, or we could do this the hard way. I mean, and I know that I didn't say it like an ass. I know that. Like, I also know I wasn't, like, gleefully laughing hysterically. It was, like, my way of saying, all right, man, let's snap into it. Come on, this is how we do it. And what an interesting full circle moment. You think about that. All right, Licata, we could do this the easy way or the hard way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And then we wind up working together. And really, you know, me working with Sal, and I've worked with a lot of talented people. I haven't had more fun with anybody else in my life on the air. Like, that's the, you talk about being a stand-up guy. Sal brought that up. Somebody said that to us. Stand-up guys. He said it about both of us. Stand-up. Hey, you're a stand-up guy. And if you're from certain areas, you know what that means. So that's a massive compliment that I will happily take, right? But when you say, that about somebody else in the business, that is that's the highest compliment that I could pay. I loved working with him, man. That was an awesome show. Tony's in the Bronx. All right, guys, we got to. If this thing's not fixed, I'm putting my fist through this thing. I'm not going through the last show with this thing not working. Can somebody please punch up Tony? Thank you. Tony's in the Bronx. What up, Tony?
What's up, BT? How you doing, brother?
Good, man.
Hey, you know, give me a minute here, bro. I had a kid in the process there. I wasn't able to get into you as much as I wanted to. You know, from the beginning, me and my wife fell in love with you both. You know, I had the pleasure of you both speaking and with Sal. Sal, wherever you are, brother, man, I'm sorry. I tried all last week to get in and say goodbye to you. I hope all goes well, and it will. But I had the pleasure of you both speaking to my wife, who was a Dolphins fan during football season, and we had a back and forth there for about 5 minutes, and you both both made her day. You know, ever since then, my wife was like a longtime listener. Got her kid to listen to you both, you know?
Yeah.
He's into sports radio because of BT and Sal. The kid's 21, never got into sports radio. I don't understand it. So, you know, and I got my daughters to listen to you both, and she loved you both. These are two 32, 34-year-old girls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put them through school, and they love listening to you
wow.
guys. Hey, BT, and I got to tell you, I went to with my wife. You, you both were gave us the honor of taking pictures with me and my wife at the Hard Rock. When we opened up the season, the World Series season last year at the Hard Rock against the Blue Jays.
I remember.
You, yeah, you, Sal, and Hoff, man. And I blew them up to 11 by 17 because I wanted to get into you guys, and I always thought that we would do it again. And I said, hey, we just got to wait for them to do it, open it up again. And we weren't able to do it because of the baby, right, afterwards.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish I could have got him autographed because from the beginning I said, you know, you were like Babe Ruth. And it's like, you know, it was like the greatest tag team that ever came on Sports Radio for me. And I'm 56 now, right? And I told you guys that. And I thought you were going to be on 20-something years. I mean, I thought you were going to break the dog and Professor's record. I really did. Well, BC, I'm telling you, I was like, oh, this is our time forever, man. I'm so glad. This is how I spend my late years, you know?
Yeah.
And I could not believe it. BC, I'm telling you right now, I love you, bro. You're a Yankee fan, and you always thought like I did. That's why I loved you from the beginning. When you were 10 a.m. with Tiki, man, I used to call in, and you used to just chop it up. And, you know, I'm going to miss you. Wherever you go, like, I'm going to echo everybody else. I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to follow Sal, and I know it's all going to be great because you were the gentleman. And he was the funny guy, you know? But you had some one-liners that just had him.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty funny as well, you know? Tone. Come on, man. Some drippy, you know what I mean?
No, you're not. No matter where you go, I'm telling you, you're still going to hit it off big time. And I hope you make the millions like these two, these other characters go up to series. I said, because I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to listen to you both.
I appreciate that,
but
Tony.
Let me jump. I'm telling you, I love you, BT. It's going to go great, man. Don't worry about it, man. And I had a kid. I retired to make him a professional athlete, BT. I'm telling you, he's going to be basketball, baseball. My wife's like, no way, on football. So I'm telling you, I'm going to make him a professional athlete because I had URI and Providence knocking at my door.
Hold on. Now this is where, forget about sports. What you just said, trust me, I think it's something that we've all said at some point, and thank you for the call. I forget it. Sal, do you remember off the top of your head the explosion? And then Sal just goes, and thank you for the call. That was a funny, whatever it was. That just jumped into my head. Tony, don't look at the baby as a future professional athlete. First they gotta love it. And I know that I remember telling my wife, this is true. She's like, whoa, what the hell did I marry? She knows. But no, she quite knew this. I'm like, when I found out we were pregnant and we With our first, we knew it was a boy, so we can get the nursery ready. I loved painting that thing. Yankee blue, some classic rock, a little scotch. Like, God, that was awesome. If you're getting ready to be a dad, paint the nursery for the first time. You'll never forget that. And then with my daughter, we did not want to know, and we were surprised with the amazing, God, we were praying for a girl, and we got her, thank God. But I remember telling my wife, hey, when he's... meaning my son, even though he was still in her womb at this point, when he is like 3 months old, I'm going to take sunflower seeds, I'm going to spit out the actual seed, and I'm going to fling them at him in the wind so that I could train his hand eye, like his hand, his, she's like, what? Like, yeah, watch. Now, I didn't do that, but I had a ball in his hand from the time he could crawl, from the day he was born, right? Do all that stuff, all right? Do all that stuff. Introduce every child to every sport. Eventually, if they're good enough, they're going to have to make a change and or make a determination what their best sport is and focus on that. But don't go into fatherhood saying I'm going to raise a professional athlete. You know, I say that from dad to dad. I didn't do that. Now I'm very serious with sports. I didn't do. So don't do that. Don't do that because you don't even know if they're going to love it. You know, we all want to think they're going to love it the way we do, and you know, sometimes they do, and when not just sports, whatever it might be, and sometimes they don't. You know, but. One day at a time, keep it fun, challenge them, push them, don't be soft on them. You know, get that ball in their hands early. Let them do push-ups early. That's all great. Get the bat in their hands, you know? But understand there's a limit to, you know, how hard you push them. 888, how early? And the expectations. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT on the fan. Hey, at 11 a.m., I'm going to dust off the unkillable rant. All right? Going to play that for you. I want to hear that out of the speakers, along with you guys. I've never heard that in its entirety. A-Rod at noon, Rick Pitino at 12:40, and then obviously at 2, that's the end of the road. So keep banging in the calls, having fun with you guys. BT on the fan. All right, BT back on the fan, 10:51 on this Friday. Jets, don't care. Giants, don't care. I want to just really talk to you guys today. If you want to bring up something about the Jets or the Giants, go for it. But today we just connect. We have a little bit of fun. I do care about the Yanks and the Mets. A-Rod will join me at noon. Talk about some of the baseball issues locally. Rick Pitino. You know I love my Johnnies. They're getting ready to head out to Kentucky. So I believe Rick will be on the team bus when he calls in. So I appreciate him doing that for me. Alex as well, juggling his schedule. And then some other stuff that, you know, and then we're out of here. We're out of here too, and that's it. Let's get back to you. Bill on Staten Island. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey,
good morning, actually.
Yes.
I actually got three things for you.
Okay.
First, forgive me, I'm new at this. I long time listener, first time caller.
So you're trying to say you're nervous?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, Bill. Hey, by the way, that's fine. You don't think I felt a little different before the start of this show?
You know who the first person I spoke to on the fan? Steve Summers.
Okay. Well, how long ago?
And that's the only time I called. So I just had to say good luck and God bless you in all your future endeavors.
Very nice, Bill. Thank you.
I loved your show, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
And when they said you're a stand-up guy, both of you are like, I was there when your first show and you guys didn't click in the beginning. But, man, you guys really clicked.
Yeah. I think that's the disappointing part. It was a definitely different show. The last year was...
Yeah, I can't say it, but I'm so disappointed.
Hey, listen, it is what it is. It's a brutal business, Billy. It's a brutal business. I mean, it really is. It's a brutal business. And, you know, when you sign up for life like this, there's going to be some volatility. You know, lucky for me. Now, you know, I've been lucky, and I've been blessed. But I've also worked my ass off, and I've performed, and I've delivered. So the volatility for me has not been quite as much as others, but I'm not immune to it. I mean, it is what it is. And our first job was in 1999, making $16,000. That was my first job. 99. Had no idea what I was doing. None. They even made me the promotions director, which means I had to put together promos for the station. I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, honestly, I was faking it. And I'll tell you what, though. When the phone rang, so here at FAN, obviously, it's a massive, I mean, it's the number one sports station in the world. So it's fairly sophisticated. All right, so we got Hoff, we've got usually Dove. I mean, obviously, the host, and like, you know, I'm looking at right now, 3-6. I'm looking at 6 people on hold on the phone. The phone's ringing off the hook, digital team. A lot of wheels spinning back here. In 99, at that little teeny weeny tiny station in Allentown, Pennsylvania, there was one phone line. And I was in a different room than my co-host because we didn't have the budget to... So basically, he had to run the board because I had no idea how to do. All I wanted to do was talk. I mean, hitting buttons, I couldn't get us on the air if there was a gun to my head. I couldn't do it. So I was in this little room, and when the phone would ring, I could see it out of the corner of my eye. It would light up like the bat phone, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, we got a phone. We got a call. So I would shut my mic off, take my headsets off, and pick up the phone and say, what were the call letters? WTKZ 1320, which is no longer a sports station. 1320 Sports WTKZ. You want to talk to the guys? That was one line, you know? And that's one of my favorite things. I love talking to you guys. I love taking the phone calls. You know, some of my favorite interactions going back to, you know, some of the main shows at this station were when hosts and callers got into it. Like when Mike and Chris, when the caller got into it. Oh, my God, it was just amazing. You didn't want it to end. That was truly, hey, I'm in my driveway. I'm not getting out until this is done. Hey, I'm in traffic on the Bell Parkway. So, but right now, I don't mind. I'm enjoying this. Like, that was gripping to me. So the calls are phenomenal. I'm going to miss the calls. Al's in Howard Beach. What's up, Al?
What's up? BT, how are you? I'm sure it's a bittersweet day for you.
Yeah, a little bit. How'd you deduce that, Al? It's all good.
Well, you know, we've had a couple exchanges and, you know, calls and a few exchanges on socials.
Yeah.
And I tell my buddies when your show kicked off, I said, you got to listen to BT, man. He's one of us. When you talk about playing CYO sports and Schweitzer playing baseball in the Catholic League, you know, I really relate to it. I had a similar upbringing. And I'll tell you, what cemented it was last year, my youngest son trying his first high school tryout. You have one of those Saturday morning XBTs. Mm-hmm. And I shoot you a tweet saying, any last minute advice for this kid? And what you sent back, and I showed him, and we were giggling in the car. It was exactly what I was instilling in him and my older kids their whole lives. So that's when I knew that we were, you know, very similar.
What did I write? Do you remember what I wrote? Not verbatim, but what did I write?
You know, it was like, you know, hustle on and off the field, be supportive, and, you know, try and stand out, and always, always hustle.
There you go.
And, it was kind of stuff that I always told them. I always told my kids. So, I enjoyed your show from before you were in this time slot with Sarah. I always followed you, and I will continue to support you in whatever you do because with you at the mic, I tell my buddies, it's like one of us being behind the mic. One of us is at the table, and we enjoy it.
Thank you.
And we enjoy it.
Thank you, brother. All right, man. By the way, did he make the team? I hope he made the team. Thanks for the call, Al. Awesome stuff. 888-808-1019. BT on the Fan. Alex Rodriguez coming up at noon. Rick Pitino coming up at 12:40. The unkillable speech, which many of you thought I should probably be pulled away in a straitjacket after I delivered that. I want to play that coming up. We'll get back to the calls. Have a little fun. We got the update from Recco. Final full-time show here on the Fan. More next in a moment.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
Giants have a stranglehold on number one. The Jets moved up two spots in the draft to number five now. Maybe they are the worst team in the league. I don't know.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are a lot of reasons why people buy at Ramsey Mazda. It's their selection. It's their customer service. And it's their savings. During the More to Move You event, lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 2.5S Select with all-wheel drive for $199 for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for lease details. VIN SN385912. MSRP 32795. Zero security deposit ends 1/5/26.
1-877-CARS-WITH-KID. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.